de la Kraft im Tier, tuk, tuk, tuk. Liebe Mama ist mir, tuk, tuk, tuk.
That's 17-year-old Masha Leone in a recording made in 1948. It's one of over 1,000 songs gathered from World War II refugees in New York City by an amateur archivist, Ben Stonehill. Stonehill, an immigrant himself, was a secular Jew, a carpet installer by trade. He wanted to find a way to preserve Yiddish culture. Miriam Isaacs, a linguist and Yiddish scholar, explains that after the Nazi Holocaust annihilated the heart of Yiddish culture, just a relatively few scattered remnants were left.
There was an awareness that Jews had an important culture and that these cultural treasures were in danger of being lost, and that these survivors were the last authentic carriers of this Eastern European Jewish culture. And so he took it upon himself to do this recording.
All through that summer of 1948, Stonehill carried borrowed audio equipment on the subway from his home in Queens to the Hotel Marseille in Manhattan and asked each person there to sing whatever song they felt like singing. Stonehill described the scene in a speech he made in 1964.
The hotel was a stopover point for newly arrived refugees from all the concentration camps and ghettos of Europe, graduates of Auschwitz, Treblinka, Ponar, Sharzhesko, Majdanek, and all the others greeted one another unashamedly before my very eyes and into the recorder, which was in constant operation daily from morning to way past midnight. Suckling babes, bearded rabbis, swarthy youths, blonde-haired maidens, and Hasidic-garbed followers of one or another dynastic rabbi spoke their varied, anguished utterances that in playback constitute a veritable babble of tongues.
They sang folk songs and prayers, ballads from the resistance, love songs, lullabies, songs of exile and homelessness, songs criticizing Hitler and Mussolini, and political parodies.
So you got a bit of everything in there.
Masha Leone, who sang Tuk 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 into Stonehill's recorder as a teenager, has vivid memories of the scene. She had emigrated to New York 2 years earlier and would come to the Hotel Marseille from her home nearby to meet boys.
I remember the lobby. It was full of people. You had older people sitting on suitcases toward the back. There was a balcony with refugees coming in and out that I really paid very little attention to, but the action, the younger people were all in the lobby. It kind of hummed, you know, it was like an orchestra of people kind of melding and working together.
The enormous task of scrutinizing the 39 hours of recordings and categorizing, transcribing, and translating the songs fell to Isaacs. She has spent the past 3 years on this painstaking process.
My first challenge was, what do you do with 39 hours of untracked sound that include everything from babies crying and horns honking and people chatting? And it's only almost entirely just an oral archive, I often don't know who's doing the singing. We know very little about the singers. Occasionally, we have their names and where they come from, but very often not.
Isaacs has transcribed 66 of the songs thus far, which are archived and cataloged on the Center for Traditional Music and Dance website, which also includes the original audio.
We all need to understand what it's like to be a refugee, not from a statistical point of view and not because of shocking horrors, but what it's like to be without a home, what it's like to know that you're never going to go back to your homeland, to not be sure where you're going to go next. These songs really express the emotional heart of being in that place, trying to cheer yourself up, trying to be hopeful, while at the same time giving voice to loss and grieving.
For VOA News, I'm Gail Wine in New York.
Gold and zwischen die goldene Sangen ist mein Jugend vorbei. Oh, goldene Sangen, wie weit bin ich vorbei?